The story is told of an elderly couple who went to Israel for the first time. And while they were there, the husband died. And so the wife went to the authorities to determine what to do, to have him buried in Israel or indeed to bring him home. And they talked about the expense of both options, the latter being the more expensive. And she thought about it and she decided, you know, I think I'll bring him home. And her friend said, with that great difference in cost, why would you do that? She said, well, I heard once upon a time a man was raised from the dead in Israel, and I can't take that chance. We gather today, my friends, because I believe if we are honest with ourselves, Easter truly speaks to us. This is a feast that meets us right where we live. Easter addresses our deepest fears and our greatest hopes. Today we celebrate that we are saved. We celebrate that God's great love for us in the person of Jesus has conquered sin, sickness, and death. And regardless of the quality of your personal faith, this is worth celebrating. This is a celebration of hope. We tend to think of Easter as an event of dazzling light. The shadow of Good Friday is ended. The agony of the cross yields to the burst of brilliant victory from the grave. The faith of the apostles is confirmed, and everyone lived happily ever after. Unfortunately, Easter is not a fairy tale. It is a challenge. It is a profound challenge for each of you sitting here. You either believe or you do not believe. Easter is reality. Easter is day-to-day living. Easter stands in stark witness not to the meaning of death, not to the meaning of death, but to the meaning of life and what to do in the face of death. To celebrate Easter means to stand in the light of that empty tomb and decide what to do next. And that tomb remains empty forever. You have to decide what to do with that challenge, to believe or not to believe. As St. Paul wrote, if Christ had not been raised from the dead, then all else is in vain. That empty tomb is the source of hope. If not from there, then from where and from when and from whom comes your hope? If my doctors are right, this is my last Easter. So I take the message of the empty tomb and the gospel of hope very seriously today. In today's gospel, the good news of the empty tomb spread from Mary to Peter to John, and they ran because hope quickens us, and they believed because faith urges us, and they witnessed to the good news because good news cannot be contained. Good news is infectious. Good news cannot be repressed by a tomb or a stone or even unbelief. For the believer, good news such as an empty tomb and an encounter with the risen Christ not only cannot be contained, it challenges each one of us by name. And like Mary and the disciples, our encounters with the risen Lord compel us to be witnesses, to spread this Easter joy you have in your hearts at this moment, and to be a people of hope, and to be a person of hope. As a nation and as individuals, there is a great need of hope. As you look to the economy, the ongoing terrorist threats, the systematic murder of Christians around the globe, the angry rhetoric of our dysfunctional government, issues like immigration and racial tensions. Who does not need a shot of hope? So ask yourself, my brothers and sisters, what is the source of that hope? What can override and overcome and overturn this messy world of ours? Easter tells us that God will have not just the last word, but God will have the last work. And whatever we crucify, whatever we tragically destroy, whatever we distort, God will ultimately undo with his eternal love and his forgiveness. Think about it. Without such hope, why would we keep living? And why would we keep believing when we see that everything passes away and everything fades? Everything is here and then it's gone. And if you haven't noticed that, just wait a while. Everything passes. And this becomes daunting for most people as they grow older and more mature, that life is so very tentative. And without Easter hope, we all become cynics. We are overwhelmed by the speed with which things change. And what the resurrection is saying, more than anything else, it is saying that love is stronger than death, that Jesus walked with love from life through death to a new and an eternal life. Now, that cannot be proven logically or rationally, and yet this is the mystery that we now stake our life on and indeed our death. Nothing dies forever. And all that has died in love will be reborn in an even greater love. And this is at the heart of our resurrection belief. And this is the belief, my friends, that I built my entire life upon. And I'm not going to stop now. I believe deeply in the transforming power of the resurrection. So to be a Christian, my friends, is to be inevitably and forever a person of hope. You cannot stay in your depression. You cannot stay in your darkness. You cannot stay in your fears and your guilt. No feeling is final and forever. It will not last. As St. Teresa of Avila noted, quote, "Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things pass. God never changes. God alone is enough." And finally, Easter is not only about what happened to Jesus, but to a great degree is about what happens to the followers of Jesus, what happens to you and to me, as we live lives that are transformed by his resurrection and his hope. As Pope Francis noted, and I quote, "Our belief in Christ's resurrection is the very heart of our faith, the basis of our hope in God's promise, and our trust in his victory over sin and death. With eyes of faith, we too encounter the risen Lord in many signs of his presence among us, the Scripture, the Eucharist, acts of charity, forgiveness, and mercy, which bring a ray of his resurrection into our world, a ray of Easter hope." Quote. In a moment, I will invite you to renew your baptismal vows. And we witness to Jesus' resurrection when we faithfully live out our baptismal promises. But I want you to think seriously about that this morning. Think seriously about what you are doing. For those of us who are growing older and more mature in our faith, and that's everybody in this church, Baptism is indeed a breathtaking gift. One swoop of God's hand washes away every one of your sins, adopts you as a daughter or a son of God, and enrolls you as a member together in Christ's family. This is something to treasure. Never take your baptism for granted. This is hope fulfilled. This is the essence of Easter. And as the poet Hopkins wrote, let him Easter in you. And that is my prayer for each of you. Let the risen Christ Easter within you.